I hate to take the company line and everything, but I really didn't anticipate there was going to be any bad blood. I think, obviously, when you leave a city and you've been in a city for so long, like this team was in Oakland for, you know, there are going to be some hurt feelings from some people. And unfortunately, that's just kind of the way of the world. But I think you look at the overwhelming majority of fans, and you look, even when we were in Oakland, there were so many fans that came from out of state. There's so many fans that traveled cross country. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with people from New Jersey, from Massachusetts, from Connecticut, from Colorado, that made it a weekend, that took the time with their family and built vacations around coming to Oakland and coming to these games. And not only that, but you look at all the fans that we had from LA from the first run there, that still maintained their fandom, that still bled silver and black when this team was in Oakland. And so maybe a half beat, I was like, oh, maybe this will take a minute. But, you know, those feelings quickly dissipated, and you just kind of look at what we've seen in the past 72 hours for just proof of that.
Raiders Saints on radio, Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, one of our stations, also on Comp 92.3. This dude is from Raiders.com. It's Eddie Pascal talking some Raiders, talking Saints in a little bit. How early did you get to the stadium? Did you get to walk around? Was there any sort of presence? I don't even know if fans are allowed out there. Like, what's going on with the gift shop, all that?
Well, I'll say this. I got here about 3:30 right now. I got here about an hour and a half ago. And just because of the way that, you know, the safety protocols are, and I know I got to give a lot of credit to this organization and the stadium, everyone involved, for doing everything that they can do humanly possible to keep us safe as we go through this 16-game regular season in 2020. So I didn't do a ton of exploring. Obviously, we're pretty limited in the areas in the stadium that we can physically get to. But, I mean, just parking my car and walking in, you see the fans, you see people with the flag, the people that just came here and wanted to be part of this. Because like you guys said at the top, this is a historic day for not only the organization, it's a historic day for Nevada, a historic day for Nevada sports. And I think that in this time, we all want to have that kind of feeling of being together. And I know that, you know, just with the way things are right now, we can't be as together as we want to be. But I really think there is a sense of community, a sense of longing, and a sense of people just wanting to feel like they're in the mix this evening.
I feel like those of us who are not out at the limited games we've seen so far in 2020 don't have a real good grasp on what goes on inside the stadium from a noise standpoint. Like, what do you expect tonight with no fans? Like, I don't know how much of the piped-in stuff the players actually hear. Are there moments of just bizarre silence? Like, what is it going to be like tonight?
Man, I was actually talking with one of my friends from the Saints headed into this game, and she said the exact same thing because they had a home game week one, and she goes, look, you're going to enjoy the game. The game will be an incredible experience. Obviously, there's so many historical levels that go into a game like this, and layers, I should say. She goes, but the one thing that you will not be able to get around, she goes, it is going to be different. That audio is going to be different. You're not going to feel the same energy, the same enthusiasm, the same, you know, shaking of the stands that you would for a normal Monday night game. And she goes, you know, it's just part of our new reality in 2020. So, you know, what do I expect it to be like? I expect it to be really exciting. I expect it to be a very competitive game on the field. But in terms of the ambiance and all that, I think I'm a lot like you guys, where I'm kind of just guessing. And I do know one thing, that it's not going to be like this place is going to be when there's 50,000 people in here rocking and rolling.
Yeah, it's weird. We played back some of the highlights, and I hadn't really noticed when I was watching the Saints game last week, but we played back some Joe Buck highlights, and the audio were like, you could barely hear Joe Buck. I'm like, there's no fans there, but the piped-in noise was so loud. It was like this crushing audio over Joe Buck. So weird stuff with the audio, and there'll be an adjustment around the league, and especially in a stadium where we have no fans. Eddie Pascal covers the Raiders for Raiders.com. All right, what do we expect from the Saints side here? Because they're down a massive weapon in Michael Thomas. What do you think they're going to use as you know, their primary attackers or attack tonight?
Well, I mean, I'll say this. I mean, Michael Thomas is obviously an incredible receiver, one of the best 1, 2, 3 guys in the league, depending on your flavoring. But, you know, they still have Drew Brees. This guy is one of the top 5 quarterbacks to ever put on a pair of pads and go to work. And I don't care who his receivers are. I don't care what weapons he does or does not have at his disposal. I mean, this guy is, like I said, one of the best to ever do it. So I think as we've kind of come to expect, I think all things are going to run through Drew Brees. But, I mean, Kamara, when you look at him, he's a guy that, you know, I think is going to be played heavily into this game plan. And I think actually the Raiders, if you go back to last week, they square off against Christian McCaffrey. And I know that, you know, McCaffrey and Kamara are different cats in some respects, but the fact that the Raiders got a chance to kind of get warm and tuned up against a really shifty, really dynamic, really explosive running back like Christian McCaffrey a week ago, I think is only going to serve them well this evening on Monday Night Football.